Hairs of the Dog, episode 3. What is, I don't need to say the date.
No, you don't need to say the date.
It's May 2nd.
Is it?
Yeah, just so you know.
Shit, it is May. Huh?
But, holy fucking shit, we have a special guest today, Mr. Eric the Antidote. Grant. Welcome to the Hairs of the Dog show, man.
Hey.
We're so happy to have you, man.
Greatly appreciate you guys having me here. You know, this is a very amazing opportunity. So there's a lot of other professional fighters out there. I just want you guys to know, you know, this might be an opportunity for you in the near future. So watch out, you know, keep your inboxes open, pay attention. You never know what's coming.
Hell yeah. Dude, that's huge for us because, like, that's what we're into, you know. Dude, we saw what... Because you know your cousin, he knew your cousin Mikey, right? That's how y'all know, y'all got hooked up together?
No, they're on the same fight card. Mike is the Muay Thai fighter of the year for last year, okay. And he's on the same fight card as you.
Nice,
so
nice.
We're interviewing him, I think, later in June.
Is he in the tournament, or is
no,
he just
I
on
think,
the card?
Yeah, he's on the card.
Awesome.
He's,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He's 170 Muay Thai.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's a little, he calls himself the Ginger Ninja. Yeah, yeah, he's an Irish boy.
Ninja.
He's an Irish boy like myself.
Like
yeah, yeah. But I just wanted to start it off with kind of, what's your background? You know, where are you from? What got you started into, you know, MMA, fighting, boxing, all of the combination, and just kind of tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Most definitely. I give y'all a little medicine.
All right.
So,
all right.
I fucking love that shit. That is so badass. The antidote.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
So, honestly, it's a real funny story. I was working in a warehouse in Olathe, Kansas, because I'm originally from Kansas, but, you know, like they say, Colorado, I'm definitely Colorado made. I was working in Kansas in a warehouse, and I got a phone call from my uncle. I wasn't even supposed to have my phone with me in the warehouse, and I ended up having my phone. He sent me a text message, and he's like, "You want to fight?" I was like, "Why would I want to fight? What kind of question is that?"
Just like, you know,
yeah, like
no interest in
yeah,
fighting.
Yeah, like I did not know what was going on.
You thought your uncle was upset,
like,
with you?
Yeah,
like,
I thought there was a problem.
I'm
you know?
On the street. It's finally.
So then I'm like, no, I don't want to. And then he was like, "Well, check this out." It was already payday, but I was $100 short because that happened. You know, I was young and dumb. Went out probably a couple nights before and spent a little bit too much before. So
it happens.
Yeah. Went ahead and I talked to him. He was like, "Well, if you take this fight for me, I'll give you $100. I was like, $100 if I win or lose? He was like, "Well, you know, if you win, I'll be happy, but I'll give you $100 if you win or lose. You know, just take the fight. You're saving a fight card. We're getting out there." I was like, all right. I don't know nothing. I never even seen an MMA gym, nothing like that. I wrestled in high school. Didn't even go to college yet and wrestled. So I'm stepping in there, and I'm 18 years old. And this dude I'm fighting was, I want to say, 6'7". We fought at 170, and I was about, if I had everything off, I was about 158. But I weighed in with everything on so I could take the fight. This dude is 29 years old. I'm 18, so I'm looking at it like I'm about to fight a man tomorrow.
For real? You know? I'm a grown-ass man.
It's time to become a lion, you know? this is what it takes to be a lion, you know, too. So I'm over here, you know, getting ready for the fight. And as soon as we showed up, I had the jitters. I was nervous. I was about as scared as it gets.
Yeah.
But then they was like, "Oh, fierce fighter is the best fighter." The coach that signed up underneath me that was in my corner, as we're walking out, I was like, "I promise you, I'm not going to disappoint you. I'm going to win."
Fuck yeah.
I was scared as hell when I said this, but I said, "I'm going to win."
Okay.
So I had to speak it into reality. I had to speak it into existence. Yeah. And I walked out there, and we were just throwing. I ended up taking him down. He got me in a guillotine. And then I got out of that. I stood up, and he jumped on my back, had me in a rear naked choke. So I was like, "Dang, I don't know what none of this is. This dude is all over me. Like, this is crazy.
Like, why is all the blood going away from my face?"
Well, like it was so insane, because what had happened was I literally looked like a dolphin. I jumped in the air and we landed on his head.
Oh,
he,
my God.
He had a seizure and he ended up going to the hospital after
Holy
that.
Holy shit.
It was 48 seconds in the first round and I said, yeah, this is my sport.
He gave the guy a seizure.
Yeah. I said, he ain't the last one. I'm going to do that too.
6'7", dude. The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
The harder they
he
fall.
He felt like a fucking tree.
His body looked like, oh man.
Oh man,
his body was looking real bad. Like it looked like a windmill. It was horrible.
That's ridiculous.
God dang, man.
I'm only 5'6", so 7 is huge to me.
Oh, yeah, man, he was just a tall redhead cat. I was like, man, this man has no soul. He about to kill me. Oh man.
But, so
well, but then what you decide? You know, this is it. This is what I'm done working in the warehouse.
Well, no. It was crazy because I took a few days, and then they called me, and they was like, so you ready to be on the team? And I was like, oh, there's a team. You know, I thought I just showed up and fought now.
Yeah. Where's my $100? Yeah. 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 I don't want anything. Just give me a crisp $100 bill, Uncle. Like,
right. You know, he gave me that. I went straight, paid my rent. I was happy.
There you go.
After I paid my rent, I walked into
I'm
going
to go
the
get
gym.
Me a gym membership.
So I walked into the gym, and I started training with them. And I was like, none of this stuff makes sense. I don't even know why I'm hitting a bag. Why am I punching this thing? I'm not getting $100 for this. You know, so yeah. I kind of like went barely. And I went 5-0 after that and got my first belt and just kept going. Went, what was I, like 9-1 after that, and then got another belt. And then I was like 15-3 before I got another belt. And then I was 24-4 24-2 when I got the United States Championship belt, I believe. So, 24-4 ended.
How old are you?
As an amateur. I'm 26.
Holy shit, man.
But I started when
still,
I was
You still got...
18.
That's ridiculous. That's crazy.
You're on the summit. You're on the summit, my friend. Hey, this is... Hopefully this,
I mean,
you know...
I mean, like, you worked your ass off, though.
Yeah,
you
dude.
Know? And saying, like, I'm going to work this hard because that's it. That's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, I mean... Anybody can... I mean, it's just how you look at it, really.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's why I honestly... reached out to you right away, you know, because of, you know, I've kind of scrolled through your social media and stuff like that, and I just saw that, you know, your consistent mentality of, you know, grind every single day, every single day. It's an obsession. You know, our podcast is pretty huge fans of Conor McGregor, and he kind of has that same exact mindset of become
respect,
obsessed.
Respect.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Obsession is everything with the sport.
Did you see what I mean, said today?
No.
I don't know if he said it today or not. But Jeremy sent me, like, they were talking Conor, Khabib, and Dana was saying that it can't be in Russia because it's too big. Like, a fight that big has to be in Vegas.
Yeah.
Actually, I seen that also.
Yeah, and then it's like, wait, hold on. can he still get in the States? Like, what's going on with his, like, charges and stuff?
Didn't he just dip out? He's not welcome back, right?
I don't know, man. I really don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, we'll see.
I just hope he comes back because
I do too.
In reality, I mean, he's still young.
He's the fucking
I think I have about 2 more years, and if he's fighting in the next 3 years, I want that fight too. You know? Break out the red panties.
Yeah,
that's
what
I'm
saying.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. I want the condom.
Oh my God.
From here, like.
You know, honestly, after this fight, I just got followed by Bellator. Bellator just followed me.
That's
I also just got followed by Darian Caldwell, which is freaking amazing, I feel like, because he's a very phenomenal, you know, Bellator champion.
Absolutely.
Phil Davis followed. He gave me a follow. So, I mean, there's a lot of Bellator. Like, the weight is definitely pushing towards Bellator at the moment. But, you know.
Is that where you want to go?
I want to go wherever pays the most because this is a lifestyle.
Absolutely.
You know, and I'm just living life. So if I can get paid the most to live daily,
absolutely.
Let's live.
Absolutely. So it's not a matter of like I want to be, because I saw, you know, not to call you out or anything like this, but I did see that you had a post that, you know, you said you want to be in the UFC someday. You will be in the UFC someday.
Most definitely.
You know, is that something that you're dead set on, or, you know, are you satisfied with being the, you know, the lightweight champion of Bellator?
To be completely honest, I want to be the champion of everything.
Fuck yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if they could let me in every league and I didn't have to sign a contract, and I could just go run Bellator and run the UFC, run LFA, run, you know, Victory Fighting Championship, run them all. I want the lightweights to call me and say, we're going to put champion on his headstone.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. That's the type of lifestyle.
Those are big words, man. We'll definitely have to, you know. Absolutely. Yeah. For sure.
Nah, hell no.
But anyway, what we were talking about before, you know, you kind of, you took that, you know, all those belts, and, you know, you're kind of at, are you at a different stage or kind of a stepping stone into the next part of your career? Or is this just kind of something that you're taking as, you know, it was cool? I guess we haven't talked about it yet, the tournament style of what your fight is coming up on June 30th.
So what actually happened was I was supposed to already fight twice this year.
Okay.
Both of those fighters backed out on me. One fighter backed out that was, he's originally from Manhattan, Kansas, and he was talking a lot of stuff. He was talking like, my opponent beat you, or my teammate beat you, your first fight. And then we get the call that this dude backed out because of personal reasons, which I won't go into. I know, doggy, they're pretty sad. But we won't go into those personal reasons, just to be respectful to the fight game. But then the next guy, he ended up, it wasn't the show to fight on because the whole entire show canceled.
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't even, like, his fault on that one. And, I mean, both of these were for Sparta Combat. You know, like, these are both Sparta Combat contracts. So I'm over here like, okay, maybe third time the charm. I'm going to get 3 fights this time. Mm-hmm. I like to fight. That's why I signed the contract.
Hell yeah, man.
You know, they say, yeah, winner gets $10,000. Okay, cool. I'm going to go out here and finish 3 people. But I got to fight 3 times in one night.
Hell yeah.
And if I don't get scratched, they might see me fight again 2 weeks later.
So do you know of any big names that are going to be out there at the fight? Because it is at the Pepsi Center on June 30th.
It is at the Pepsi Center, yes. I wouldn't doubt if Justin Gaethje showed up, most definitely. Because,
I mean, I know Cowboy lives out here.
I didn't even really know.
I know that TJ Dillashaw lives out here, and he may show up to the fight.
I see him actually. I see him in California in a gym, right? He has a gym out there. Or something?
I'm not sure about that. He fights out at Dwayne Ludwig's gym at Bay Muay Thai in Denver.
I see him out there, but I feel like I see him in California.
He's probably all over the place, man. I saw that dude.
Maybe he's chasing Cody Nova.
Yeah. I know, dude.
Man, that fight is going to be intense.
I can't wait. I can't wait for this.
This is going to be interesting. It really is.
Yeah.
Goodness.
But, hey, Dylan, throw that list back up. We got a few more checks.
Yeah.
What are you guys thinking about the Stipe and and Cormier? You don't like it?
No, I'm talking like this list. No, dude, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Because Stipe, you know, very arguably is the greatest heavyweight of all time.
Most definitely.
Right? Because, I mean, you can say that, you know, okay, he hasn't fought Kane. That would be probably my number 2 is Kane. But, you know, Kane might come back. Who knows?
Mm,
true.
DC's a fucking animal, though. Olympian.
I feel like the same way Stipe fought Francis is the way that DC is about to fight Stipe. By wrestling him and putting that weight on him and tiring him out.
Stipe's just got that freaking conditioning, though, too.
But he's got that. He's got that win, you know? Like,
yeah,
and he's... You can't count him out.
Fucking Stipe.
Yeah,
you can't count him out.
Yeah.
It's so silly how well he just performs every time he's out there.
I mean, like, Frank Mir just got demolished.
Oh, just got destroyed. And then now it's Chael Fedor next. Well, I don't know.
Well,
next
see, and that's the thing is, I feel like if Fedor actually fought Stipe would definitely have a run for his money. Like,
Yeah.
Like, Stipe just likes to come in, and Fedor will throw that uppercut.
Yeah. Yeah, you may be well. Yeah. That's not like you can take Fedor down, or you want to.
Nah, you don't. He's just a dangerous man. That's why Bellator went in on him.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Bellator ain't bad at all. Yeah. They're getting huge. They really are.
Well, they're smart because
There's a lot of guys going over to Bellator.
A lot of people like their tournament style. UFC. Their tournament style fights.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Have you ever fought in a tournament? This kind of tournament? I've never seen it. I was looking at the poster. I'm like, wait, it's different styles.
And you're fighting the number one ranked guy first?
Yes.
Well, that's how seeding works, right? So, how you feel about that? Because of your record. Because of your record, what, 3-4?
Yeah, 3-4 right now, yeah. Because I fought only undefeated top ranked guys. You know, I fought the number one ranked guy, Slobodan Maximovic, on LFA on television at the First Bank Center. And that was a Serbian. I believe he might not have been Serbian. He might have been something else. He might get mad at me every time I say that. Like, oh, I'll punch him in the face again.
Hey, just ask him next time when you're like, hey, where are you really from,
listen
bro?
Listen to this podcast. I'll take a relax, Slobodan. How about that?
Hey.
Anyways, on to the next. But I've only fought tough guys. I fought what's his name in there? Crap, there's another one in there that I fought, and
there was a Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
Chris Stein or Chris Skine?
No.
Look at it. I told you, man.
Yeah, you're right.
I took notes. Oh, by the way.
He'd be disappointed if he actually, like, was like, dang, you forgot my name, bro. Like, Nito,
Nito. Chris Nito.
So, I actually seen him out, and I let him know I'm coming. You know, I let him know I'm coming.
Yeah.
He got me the first time because, in all reality, when I trained at Jackson's in Pueblo, I never had a fight camp. So, I never even pushed my limits or knew what deep water was like, or when I went and fought in Fountain of higher elevation. There's no excuses from a champion like me. I don't got excuses, you know? None at all.
Not even when you were wrestling in high school or anything?
Huh?
Not even when you were wrestling in high school?
No, not even when I was wrestling in high school. Like, there's never excuses with me. I just, you know, I take it, eat it. And, like, after that fight, I posted a video and was like, you know, I finally got my taste of humble pie. Yeah. You know, like, I posted a video about myself talking about humble pie. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, man.
Shoot, so.
Hey, that's the best way. You gotta be the example, you know, for people to show them that, you know, obstacles are learning and stepping stones, not failures. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
failures, you gotta be obsessed with failure. Failure is growth. Because if you're smart enough to, you know, learn from it, you become stronger.
Well, yeah, like they say, is weakness is only pain leaving the body, you know?
Absolutely, man.
So it's, you know, every day.
I remember that all too well.
Oh, yes.
But, yeah, so this, do you know anything about this guy you're fighting? What's his first name? I don't even see. He doesn't have an Instagram that I can find or anything like that.
A lot of these Colorado fighters really don't understand the social media aspect of the game. They just want to be a fighter. A lot of people just want to be a fighter.
Yeah, yeah.
They got to understand that it's a career, it's a job.
Absolutely.
You know, it's business. You know, being a fighter takes all kinds of aspects of the game.
Absolutely, brother.
So, like, there's people out there, you know, with records of 1-12.
Absolutely.
And they say, I'm a fighter.
Yeah.
I'm a professional fighter. And
well,
it's like,
yeah, you stepped in 13 times.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you got heart.
Yeah. There's people with 100 YouTube videos out there that say I'm a rapper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, like you were saying before, the consistency can be there, but the content has to be, you know, somewhat of a good quality.
Right. Like, you can work out and say you went and worked out. But how hard? But what kind of work did you do? What kind of work did you gain?
Were you taking pictures in the mirrors?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's it.
Sat in the hot tub for an hour. That was a good workout.
Yeah. Okay, so I had some other things written down. Just kind of.
I wanted to talk about the tournament real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Get off that.
Yeah, you're good. Sorry.
Well, the first round's boxing, right?
Yes, the first round's boxing.
And then you get past that, it's kickboxing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what, the championships MMA, full-on?
Yeah, full-on MMA.
That is awesome.
Well,
that is kind of cool.
It's awesome because I'm more of a stand-up fighter, and I've actually been training out of Heavy Hands, Heavy Hearts, mixed martial arts, with Lumumba Sayers at 2360 Dayton in Aurora, Colorado. So, you know, that's pretty smooth right there just alone as just training with someone that's fought for Strike Force that signed, you know, with USC. He didn't get the fight because nobody was fighting. You know, this is around the area where, like, UFC was cutting a lot of people because they didn't want to fight.
Yeah.
But they just wanted to say, I'm a UFC fighter.
Yeah.
So that's out there. That's out there no matter where you go. But training at a better gym than where I was, which was, I was at Jackson Mixed Martial Arts. But they slowly started improving at the end of the tidal wave. But, you know, I had already surfed away and hit heavy hands, heavy hearts.
Absolutely. Found your home.
Yeah, so since then, I mean, opportunities have been coming, like, left and right. I finally get sponsors now. I feel like I wouldn't get sponsors in Pueblo because I was fighting their cousins. Mm-hmm. It's a small town, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, but nobody wanted to say that was my nephew or cousin.
No.
You know, so.
It's Pueblo, man. It's Pueblo.
Yeah, yeah. So, right. So like, once I moved away, you know, now
I'm sponsored. No offense to all our Pueblo peeps. We still love you.
Yeah, no offense. No offense, everybody.
Just the.
But since then, you know, I'm sponsored by Infinite CBD.
Dirty South.
All right. Sponsored by Infinite CBD, and I'm sponsored by like Fit Republic, Colorado Custom Auto Detailing. We got Wiz Tattoos, which is Dominic Kreff. We got A Planet Movers, which is self made.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? aplanetmovers.com. If you're in Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Aurora, Denver Metro, A Planet Movers is there. You know, they got you. Keep them on the list. But, and now, you know, this amazing opportunity here on this podcast, man.
Hey, man. Right. I'm glad that you just did that. Like, we definitely wanted to give you an opportunity to, you know, get some shit. Plug your shit. You just fucking took it. And I'm fucking glad that you did. But, I mean, you don't have to rush off or anything like that. You got some time to keep talking?
Time,
cool,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I guess a little bit more about your future with MMA and boxing and kickboxing. I guess after this tournament, do you have anything lined up? Or are you, you know, in the works of anything else outside of this tournament? Or are you just kind of waiting for to see what happens after the June 30th?
At this moment, UFC, Bellator, whoever calls first, I'm signing.
There you go. There you go.
Bellator is not a bad choice.
No,
nowadays.
Absolutely not. If it is, you know, UFC wants to be, you know, or you want the UFC to be your end goal, you know, use Bellator as a stepping stone or, you know, find your niche within Bellator and just make yourself the name of Bellator. You know
right. You know, give
Conor made himself the name of the UFC. Make yourself the name of the Bellator, bro. You can do it.
I believe there's a guy in there, Michael Chandler. That's the lightweight, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I would love that fight too. I mean, these short lightweights are fun. They're stuffy and easy to knock out.
So,
you know, like we could all say that. People say, you know, they want the most purposeful fighter. They want a guy that's purposeful on the microphone and, like, he's humble and he's that type of guy that's more entertaining and all that. But at the end of the day, people should want somebody that just wants to be himself. Like,
that
doesn't have to play the script.
Yeah.
You know, that just is, like, out there.
It feels forced and it's weird and it's like, just shut up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what is he talking about?
So you're reading off of a napkin. We can tell, man.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, like.
So, with that being said, what would you say to people that, like, follow you and, like, fans and whatnot?
I would definitely tell them to look up my social media links, like, The Antidote MMA on all social media links. We also have Colorado_MMA, which is my main Instagram page. I'm very active on that page. Also on that page, I have the endorsement sponsorship link. So if you want to go there, check out the Infinite CBDs, all the CBD stuff that I'm taking, which is phenomenal. Why would I call it stuff when it's amazing? Anyways, as I'm saying, it's an amazing product, and it really takes me to the next level. I can't say any more about it besides, like, if I'm not on it, I feel like Grandpa. And when I'm on it, I feel like I own the Playboy Mansion. You know, we can go all day, baby. There you
go. Oh, yeah, I definitely wanted to look into a lot of that stuff.
Oh, man, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So, kind of, I kind of had two things that I wanted to ask you before we part with the podcast. Top five UFC fighters of all time and why go. Starting with number five, all the way to one.
Five to one. Top five UFC fighters. All right. Let's do it.
And I'm going to interrupt you if I have any qualms.
All right. That's fine. That's fine. I'd have to go away. Number five UFC fighter. Oh, pressure. Man. You guys got me on a budgie. I know you guys are going to listen to this one day. So, I mean, you might as well go ahead and call me out on it later. Let's go. All right. So, number five. Number five.
All right. Let's change it. Let's change it to top five UFC fighters that you'd want to fight.
Oh, fighting right now?
Yes.
Ooh, I like that.
All right.
So,
that changes it up a little bit. Yeah.
You like 55? Kind of 55?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, number five would be Landon Venata. That would be a very interesting fight. I actually tried to fight him before he went to the UFC, but another man got that opportunity. So, number five is definitely Landon Venata. Number four going in, I would have to say my number four spot would be Diaz. I would love to fight Diaz. Yeah. You know, I want a banger. I want to bang with somebody. I want somebody that, you know, we can hit some CBDs afterwards together. You know, like, sure, what's up with it? Like, that'd be my number four. My number three would most likely, number three, I'll go with Khabib. I take Khabib number three because he is a wrestler. So, you know, hey, we're up here at the Olympic training facility in Colorado Springs. And, you know, if you want to wrestle bears, I wrestle gazelles. I wrestle tigers. I wrestle the world's best. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Olympic training facility up here in Colorado Springs, you know. Keep wrestling them animals. I wrestle people with minds, brains, and souls. So, you know, like, that would definitely be my number three. My number two would be, I'd have to say Lee.
Kevin Lee?
Kevin Lee, for sure. Yeah. Because he's a year younger than me, so he's still younger. He has that opportunity to be somebody that I will absolutely fight in the future, most definitely probably for a championship belt or something like that. But in the UFC, me and Kevin Lee would bang it out. Yeah, he has a long reach, but he's shorter than me.
That'd be a cool fight. So, Eddie wrestles.
Yes, Andy, he's a really good wrestler. Yeah.
I just turned Eddie on to him because they grew up on the same street.
Oh, nice,
in Detroit.
It was great.
Nice.
7 miles.
Yep. Yeah, I love his soul. I love his heart. He has heart, soul. He knows how to talk. He knows how to really reach for the ropes, you know, and climb the ladder. So that's somebody I really love to bang it out with. And y'all know who my number one is. Do we need to say who that number one is? Conor McGregor.
The Full Kid King.
Who the fuck is that guy?
You would have to forgive me if I was, we were forgetting Detroit.
No thing. But yeah, Conor McGregor would break out that red panty night.
Okay.
Because once Khabib destroys his chin, oh gosh,
man. You think that Khabib's gonna take Conor?
I believe Khabib will destroy Conor. Conor will win because of his name.
You think?
Oh, you think he'll?
It'll go to. You think it'll go to decision?
I think it will go to decision, but Conor will not leave that fight in a good health.
No.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I mean, if
unless he sleeps him,
Conor will outstrike him for sure, but he's not going to be able to not be taken down by him.
Yeah.
Khabib's going to, as soon as he grabs a hold of you, It's like, oh no.
And I mean, that's
this is another game. This is different.
That's if that fight even happens. I mean, in all reality, I'd rather see Kevin Lee versus Khabib. Yeah, because that's a war. That's a battle. Two guys that want to take each other down every time they get dazed. Uh-huh. They want to take you down. They don't want to get dazed and bang. They want to get dazed and go to the ground and say, let me breathe. Let me catch my breath. Let me come back real quick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so
for sure.
Goodness, that'd be greatness.
I think that could easily happen. I think Kevin Lee is a better wrestler than Khabib, to be honest.
He's younger.
You're right, for sure. And a better
the wear and tear
striker, for sure.
But
for
Khabib has sweat equity. And sweat equity is one cold piece of work.
Number
especially
one bullshit.
That Russian.
Number one
number
bullshit.
One bullshit.
Number one.
I love that. Oh, man. So, yeah, you know, Sparta Combat League, June 30th, we'll be going into the three-man tournament, three fights in one night for $10,000. It'll be a fun tournament. After that, they will call me the number one ranked lightweight in Colorado. And if they don't, that's all right.
The King of Sparta.
The King of Sparta, I will be. They will call me King.
Oh, Leonidas.
Hey.
Isn't that cool, though? Like,
hey, that's
they
cool.
will actually
Where
call
can
me
we get
King.
Tickets, Mr.
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
So you can get tickets from SpartaCombatLeague.com. Make sure that you leave my name, Eric Grant, in the descriptions. And that'll definitely give me that credit towards the tickets. I'll also have tickets on hand soon. So if you want to send a DM or a message to Colorado_MMA, I can definitely meet up with you, or, you know, we can set up some kind of podcast, get together, set up a gathering,
absolutely.
A meet and greet or something like that. And
absolutely.
Get some tickets out like that.
Absolutely.
You know?
We'll make it happen. So, well, thanks again, man, for coming out. I know it was a little bit of a jump from you all the way from Aurora, but we were happy to have you, and we'll definitely see you on June 30th.
Hey, greatly appreciate it, and I just want to let them know there's a lot of gazelles that are about to get eaten on June 30th, baby.
Oh,
three.
They're sick.
Oh, my God.
They need the antidote. They need it.
They need it. I know. Give them the medicine. Give them the medicine.
All right, here's the dog. We out.
Have a good day.
Peace.
Whatever.
Just hit the red thing again.
Record? Yeah.